You are listening to the CMC Podcast. Join us each week for messages designed to equip, inspire, and motivate. And now for today's message from Pastor Tim Brooks.
I want to welcome those that are joining us on podcast today. Recently, I was told by a woman, she said, every morning I run on the treadmill and I listen to your podcast when I run. And I do that every day. She says, I love it. Then she said, please don't go too long in your sermons. So today, I realize some of you are listening to me and you're seated in a very comfortable chair on this sloped floor and you've got a great view of the stage. And so you're good for as long as I want to stand here and deliver the word. But I have been made aware that some of you right now are on a treadmill and you're needing me to hurry this sermon along. So for those on a treadmill today, I'm going to not ramble. I'm going to get right to the point. So you hang in there, keep running with all you got, and I'll get to the end of this thing very quick. One of the number one things that I hear my wife say, she says it to our kids, to our grandkids, to those that we're with, to people that we don't even know, to friends, to her family. She says, don't say that. You know, she's like a lot of moms. She's just the mom. And she is the mom wherever we are and whoever we're with. You're going to get mommed if she's around. And it's the mom's job to say, don't say that. That's what moms do. That's their job. Now, I don't know who assigned jobs. These were assigned well before I was born. But there are jobs, and that is a job that a mom does. And the mom said, don't say that. Don't say that. So today, for all of you moms that feel like you say all the time, don't say that, this sermon is for you. The title today is, don't say that. Don't say that. If you're a new member to our church, this church just week in and week out, we address daily problems in our daily life with biblical answers and biblical direction. That's what we do here. And this is a problem today. A real problem that we're having in our society. As you hear people talk of all ages, kids to each other, teenagers in their mouths, adults to adults, it's like what some of us old people in here would say, they had no home training. Some of you young people don't know what that means, but you're the ones we're talking about. You ain't got no home training. You should have been told at home, you don't do that. You don't wear that. You don't say that. You don't act like that. You don't do that. And there are just obviously way too many people that don't know what they shouldn't say. Just because a thought flies through your head, this is going to shock you. You don't have to say it. In fact is, you shouldn't say it. You shouldn't say it. Now, here's what I want you to understand. We think in words. We think in a language. We think in words. And they tell me, I don't really know, but when you really know a second language, then you begin to think in that language because we think in words. I think in English, and then I have to remember what word that is in Spanish. And so I think in English, but then I translate the two words that I know in Spanish to Spanish. I did. I took 2 years of Spanish. In 1 year, I learned one word. The second year, I learned another word. So I do know hola and enchilada. That was 2 years of education for me. But I certainly don't think in Spanish. I think in English. We think in language. We think in words. Now, because we think in a word, or words, or sentences, a thought comes flying through your head because we think in words. Apparently, you didn't have a mother that said, don't say that. And I wish you would have. Because you just said what you shouldn't have said. Don't say that. Don't you find yourself, come on, man, don't say that. Good grief. Don't say that. Now, if you didn't have a mother that taught you there are things that you should not say to your boss, to your teacher, to your coworker, to a friend, to a family member, to a police. There are things you don't say to a policeman. You don't say that to anybody. As a matter of fact, there are things that I wouldn't say to my dog that I hear people saying. We don't even talk. I don't even talk to my dog like, now I kick my dog, but I wouldn't say that to the dog. I'm not going to say that. I don't use those words out loud. And maybe some of you interns, maybe some of our students, you know, maybe some of you just need to quit talking at all. And just kind of point your finger to what you want until you figure this sermon out. Because you say a lot of things you shouldn't say. You just do. There are words that you don't say. And the scripture is very clear. The Bible tells us, you put off coarse words. Matthew 12:36, you will give an account on judgment day for every idle word that you said. Some of you are going to be in judgment day a couple of days. But just real quick, Matthew 5:33. You've also heard that our ancestors were told, you must not break your vows. You must not carry out the vows you made to the Lord. But I say, don't make vows. Don't say by heaven, because heaven's God's throne. Don't say by the earth, because the earth is his footstool. Don't say by Jerusalem. I hear people, I swear by a stack of Bibles. I swear on the name of God. I swear on God's name. I swear. Don't do that. Not even, you don't say, I swear by my head, or just, verse 37, just say a simple, yes, I will, or no, I won't. Now get this, anything beyond this is from the evil one. Wow. Well, there are words that you're saying that's from the evil one. You don't go on and say all of that. Colossians 3:7, get rid of slander and dirty language. Ephesians 4:29, don't use foul or abusive language. Let everything you say be good and helpful, so that your words will be an encouragement to those that hear them. Was everybody on the playground encouraged by what you just said? Was everybody in the student center encouraged by the words that you just said? By those that hear those, was that an encouragement? You know, people say hurtful things. You don't ever say to hey, shorty, hey, short stroke. Have you ever thought for one second that that might be hurtful to that person? Maybe they don't want to be short. Maybe that is very hurtful. You don't say that to anybody. You don't say, hey, baldy, how's the weather with no hair? I mean, my hair started falling out when I was 17. By 28 or 30, I was bald. Now, I have a beautiful wife, and everywhere we go, people think I'm her father. I don't like that. Just FYI, she's older than me anyway. That's hurtful. You don't make a joke, hey, baldy, hey, what is the matter with you? And let's just line everybody up in this auditorium today, and we can go to everybody here, and we can pick something out to make a song about. You got big teeth, or you got big nose, or you got big ears, or you got a long neck. We can sing about you being a giraffe. I mean, we can find something to sing about and make us up a little rhyme about everybody in this. Here's what I'm telling you. Never, ever, never do you say things that point out somebody else's features. You don't do that. And maybe you didn't have a mom that said, don't say that. That's why I'm preaching this sermon. Kids on the playground, don't ever say, oh, we don't want you to be on our side. We don't want you to be on. That's hurtful. That, come on, think about what you just said or what you, oh, we ain't getting you. Oh, no, we're stuck with you. Come on. See, here's the deal. Mankind has language. We have a vocabulary like no other species on this planet. Now, I want you to think about this. I want you to understand the importance of this. Turn to Genesis chapter 1. That'd be the first page in your Bible. If you're looking over toward the back of it, you're in the wrong section. Genesis chapter 1. We talk about this often in this church, and we do so because it's vital. And the fact is, we probably don't talk about this often enough for you to understand the impact of this. Genesis chapter 1, verse 3. Then God said, let there be light. Look at verse 3. Then God said. Look down in verse 6. Then God said. Neil said, let the space and the waters. Look in verse 9. Then God said. I've got these underlined in my Bible. Verse 11. Then God said. Verse 14. Then God said. Look at verse 20. Then God said. Verse 24. Then God said. Then verse 26. Look down with me. Then God said. Verse 29. Then God said. It gets very, very interesting right here. Look in verse 31. God looked over all that he had made, and God saw. Very interesting. What did God saw? God saw what he had said. God saw what he had said. And here's what I want you to know today. It's vital you see this. We're creating God's image. Your words create. And that's the point of today's message. I could end right here, but being a good preacher, I'm going to drag this point out for a long, long time. Your words create. Every word out of your mouth is creating. It creates for you, and it creates for everybody around you. Your words create. I always tell our husbands, walk in the house and say, oh, babe, you look pretty today. And watch what is created in the house. Walk in the house and say, I'm hungry, woman. Get some supper on the table now. And watch what you create in that house. Words create. They create emotions. They create feelings. They create. They create motion. Words create. And here's the verse I want you to get. Proverbs 18:21. Life and death are in the power of the tongue. Life and death are in the power of the tongue. Now, the problem is too often, you can't see the destruction immediately that you are causing down the road with your mouth. You don't see the life that you are creating. Teenagers, you say the dumbest things at the most inappropriate time. It's shocking. And it's sad to me to see sharp teenagers being made an outcast in school because they say things you shouldn't say at the wrong time. You shouldn't have said that because you appear as a doofus. And you should not have said, and you go around saying stuff you shouldn't say all the time. Let me tell you, your mouth will get you fired. Your mouth will get you divorced. Your mouth will get you hated. Interns, y'all, college students, you living in close quarters in a dorm, there is a whole lot of things that you don't ever say. You don't say that to anybody at any time. All of you kids that have a playground activity, school went downhill for me when they quit having playground and recess. Let me just tell you, on the playground, your words create. Your words create, and there are things that you don't say to each other on the playground. You have to be aware of this. It's not funny. It's hurtful. Students, your words to your teachers, they create. You create your day. You create your year in the class. You are creating your life by your words. Let me tell you something. When you say, I hate school, you are creating an impossibility in your mind to have a good day. Those words create scenarios. They create thought patterns. And when you say, I hate math, I hate science, I hate, you create a blockage. So when the teacher gets up there to teach math, I hate math, I never get math, I can't understand math, math is my baddest, it's my weakest subject, I'm terrible at math. When those words come out of your mouth, you create a blockage to learn math. And so you create with your mouth your, I hate my teacher. You're created in God's image. Your words create. And it's impossible for you then to have fun, to be close, to have a good working relationship. It's impossible for you to have a good year. I hate my boss. It's impossible for you to ever have a good day at work. Your words create life, or your words create death. You have to understand the power that are in these flippant words that you are saying all the time. Your words are creating for yourself, and they're creating for those around you. The question that I want to ask today is, what kind of life are your words creating for you? Students, I get it. I get it. You're in the middle of a bad year in school. You got a bad teacher. I get it. They're out there. And I'm sorry you got one. Your teacher is a drill sergeant. She's an army sergeant. She makes learning no fun. She drives all the fun out of the classroom. And I'm sorry you got her. She's a bad teacher. I get it. Here's what you need to be well aware of in the third grade. That's not the bad lot. That's not the only bad lot you're going to have in life. You're going to have a bad boss. You're going to have a bad foreman. You're going to have a bad supervisor. You're going to play a ball game and you're going to have a bad referee. You're going to have a bad umpire. I mean, you're going to face bad scenarios all the time. My question to you is, what kind of year do you want having drawn a bad teacher this year? I hate it for you. I hate it for you. But here's the point. God did not leave your happiness up to somebody else in life. And you need to know that. That'd be a very cruel place to be in if your happiness was totally controlled by what boss you had or what foreman was assigned to your crew. That would be a very cruel place in life for your happiness to be totally dependent on what roommate you got assigned or what teacher that you got in school. Your happiness in life is not left up to anybody but you. And there's life and death in the power of your tongue. Over your situation. I got it. You got a bad teacher. Hate it for you. Maybe you'll get a good one next year. You probably won't. I don't know what to tell you. What kind of year are you going to have? What kind of year are you going to create for yourself? Your happiness is not up to somebody else. Your words create. In spite of her, I'll have a fun day today. It's going to be a good day today. I've had a great day today. Hey, I met a new friend today, and let me tell you about my new friend. What are you saying with the words day in and day out about your life? Students here, you got bad teachers. College students, you got bad roommates. Ball players, you got a bad referee. Employees, you got a bad boss. We are surrounded by imperfect people in an imperfect world. God did not create your happiness to be dependent on somebody else. You are creating your life with your words. Romans chapter 4 tells us that we call things that are not as though they were. It's the way life works. It's the way life works. You call happiness to you. You call joy to you. You call peace to you. Last week, my grandson Eli and I went out to the pasture to check on some cows. And we walked out through the gate and there wasn't a cow in sight. You walk out in that pasture on any given day and there's no cows there. I don't say, I don't have any cows. I never have any cows. Boy, it's a bad year to be in the cow business. Boy, I needed some cows. Boy, I sure needed to wean some calves and sell them. I sure needed the money, but I don't guess I'll have any. I guess we'll probably all starve. I guess we'll die of starvation this winter with nothing to eat. I don't have any cows. I know there are cows out there. Let me tell you something. I know peace is mine. I know joy is mine. I know I'm blessed coming in. I'm blessed going out. I know everything I put my hand to prospers. See, I know that, but I don't see it. I don't see those cows. So you know what I do? I call them. I start calling. And before long, you can look over the hill. And here they'll come. Here they come running toward you when you call them. I'm telling you, you are calling life to you, or you are calling death to you and your situation in life. God didn't create you and put you out here and leave your fun, your enjoyment of life up to somebody else being or doing anything for you. Your life is not up to somebody else. Your life is up to you. God didn't step out and say, I don't see any light. Sure is dark out here. It's going to be a miserable existence within all this darkness. No light anywhere. I don't guess there is any light. There'll never be any light because we're having a bad time right now. It's dark. No, God called those things that were not as though they were, and he spoke them by his words into existence. And here's what I'm telling you. You can call a good year to you. You can call an abundant life to you. You can call happiness and joy and peace to you because your words create. Here's what you need to know. Your words create a good day. Your words create friends. Your words create abundance. Or your words kill any hope of a good day. Your words kill any kind of friendship. and your words kill an abundance in life. Let me tell you, your words can kill you. They will take the life from you. What kind of school year do you want, students? You're calling it. I hate my teacher. I hate math. I hate science. Nobody likes me. I don't fit in. You are creating the world that you're living in. The sermon today is, don't say that. Don't say that. Never, ever, never say that about yourself, about somebody else, about the day. Don't say that. I'm spending a lot of time and I'm focusing on our students here today because this is a lifestyle habit that we get. We don't even realize that we say it, but it's a habit that's created very early in life. I'm encouraging our moms to hang tough in there teaching. Don't say that. Don't say that. I'm encouraging our students today. You got to get this at a very early age about focusing on something good, finding something good to say, speaking good over your life. You have to get this at an early age. For us adults, you grew up and you didn't have a mom that said, don't say that. Your mom didn't say, don't say that, don't say that, don't say that. And you're negative. You are negative. You have a negative comment about anything and about everything. You're negative. Boy, it's a beautiful day today. Yeah, rain's in the forecast. Boy, it's a beautiful day today. Yeah, yesterday was terrible. They're passing out $100 bills. Well, I hope they're not new. You know, those new ones stick together. I mean, you can't say anything positive. And there are people that they have to make a negative comment about whatever you just said. They have to make a negative comment about it. Negative talking adults have created a very hard habit to break. It's very hard for you to break this in your life. But here's what I'm telling you today. You're going to have to roll up your sleeves and you're going to have to get her done. Colossians says put it off and get rid of it. It doesn't say pray about it and wish for it and think about it. It says put it off. Let me tell you, Ephesians says don't use this kind of language. You're going to have to roll up your sleeves. You're going to have to start watching your mouth. You're going to have to watch your mouth. You got to work on your words to your mate. You got to work on your words to your friends about your mate. You got to work on your words. Let me just ask you, what are you, for those married in here, what are your words to your mate? What are your words to your friends about your mate? Let me just ask you, you think in words, what are you talking to yourself about your mate? What are you saying to yourself about your mate? Here's what I'm telling you today, don't say that. Don't say that. Don't talk to yourself like that. Don't say those words. Each morning, you get up and you're having your cup of coffee and your day is about to begin. What kind of day do you want? You're going to create that day by your words. For all of us, for every one of us in here, things happen out of your control each and every day. What are your words about it? Wow, that was meant for my destruction, but I'm going to hand that to God and He's going to let something good happen out of that. Whoa, boy, that was a bad deal. I can't believe that had to happen to me, but here's what I can do. I can turn that to God and He will make something good happen for me out of that situation. Well, I'm going to get better out of this. Wow, that was a tough blow, but I'm going to tell you, that'll make me stronger. That'll make me wiser. I'm going to learn and I'm going to benefit from this. What are your words about what is happening in your life? Are you looking for the good in it? Are you looking for the good that can come out of it? Are you calling bad? Are you calling good to come out of that thing? The sermon title today is, don't say that. Don't say that. And I'm appalled. I'm appalled at words people say. I sit at a table in a restaurant and I am appalled at what people say to the waitress. I just want to tap them on the shoulder and say, hey, big boy, she did not order that. She did not buy that. She did not cook that. She just carried it out here to your sorry self. That's all she did. And I can't believe what you just said to her. I'm just telling you, so many today just didn't have a mother that taught you, you don't say that about people. You don't say that to people. Here's what I'm telling you today. Some way, somehow, you're going to have to get this because it's killing you. Your words are killing you, and you got to get it. Parents, I want to encourage you. Oh man, there are things you don't say to your children. You don't say that, you don't use those. You're an idiot. You'll never amount to anything. Come here. There are just words that you don't say to your children. I could go on and on and on all day long with examples. Because we, like any other species on the earth, have a vocabulary that is incomparable. Oh, don't ever tell me something as stupid as we all evolved here and we're kin to the horses and the dogs and the cows and we're all one species evolving. Horses have been evolving as long as I have and they don't have the vocabulary I have. Cows have been evolving as long as I have and they don't have the vocabulary I have. Dogs have been evolving as long as I have and they don't have the vocabulary I have. Here's the reason why. Man was created in God's image. Man was created in God's image. And you cannot overestimate the power of the words out of your mouth. Here's the sermon today. Your words are creating life or death. And they do so in every situation you face. For those few moms that we have in here that are always momming, I just want to encourage you. You keep saying don't say that and you hang tough. Because you're saving a life. You are saving a life by helping your kids understand there are just words and there are things that you don't say. For all of us, we got to stop talking the problem. We have to stop complaining and we have to stop talking the problem. Your talk is not working toward an answer. You're just creating more problems by going around the office talking the problem. The office is tired of hearing you negatively talk about the problems all the time. Let's talk about an answer. Let's talk about moving this situation forward. But you can't run around here talking negative all the time. Yes, my back hurts. My arm hurts. My joints hurt. My stomach hurts. My feet hurt. Yes, you got a bad teacher. You got a bad boss. You got a bad coworker. You got a bad... Yes, this darn copy machine. Yes, this dang thing won't work. I get all that. No one wants to hear all that. No one wants to hear all of that all the time. More importantly, your words are creating. I'm feeling better today. I'm getting strength back today. I'm going to go to the doctor and figure this out. I'm going to do something about my situation. I'm not going to just sit here and complain and bemoan and complain and bemoan. You're going to say something positive and you're going to move your life in a positive direction. You're creating a solution. Or you are creating and advancing a problem. Well, the Bible has so much to say about our mouth. I could just continue to read scriptures. James chapter 3. This is amazing. Verse 2. Listen to this. If we could control our tongue, we would be perfect. And could also control ourselves in every other way. If you could just control your tongue, you control yourself in every other way. I can't repeat it. Too much. I can't emphasize it strong enough. Don't say that. James 3 goes on. You can make a big horse turn by a little bitty bit in its mouth. You make a big ship turn by a little rudder. It says a tiny spark can set a whole forest on fire. In verse 6 it says it's the same with the tongue. Listen, verse 6. The tongue sets your whole life on a course. Your tongue can set your whole life on fire. We live in a fallen world. Beautiful lawn doesn't just grow on its own, it's created. Weeds, thorns, bushes grow automatically. Good is created in a fallen world. Every day, here's what happens. Bad things, hurtful things, problems, difficulties. When you get up today, difficult things happen. That's where we live. Now, you don't say, I had a horrible day. Watch your words. Let's create good out of bad. Let's create a beautiful lawn out of a place that grows thorns and weeds on its own. It's going to be better. Good's going to come out of this. Some difficulty happened today, but I'm going to work it out. I'm going to be smarter because of it. I'm going to be stronger as a result of this. Boy, I had fun doing this. My teacher had a bad day, but you watch. I'm going to win her over. Watch what I do. I'm going to get this situation turned around. The only way to have a good day in a fallen world is you create it. You live with imperfect people, imperfect stuff, imperfect weather. Here's my message today is you create by your words a good day. I'm sorry. I'm just so sorry that so many of you were never raised by a mom who said, don't say that. So today, for those who are in that situation, I'm taking you to God and His Word. Because the answer to your life is in your mouth. Start being very, very aware. There are things in this life that you just don't say. Y'all stand with me. Today, I am aware that a message like this, nobody in here thinks that message was for them. I'm aware of that. Most all of you are wishing somebody you work with could hear this. Most all of you are thinking about the people you're going to encourage to listen to this podcast. Because negative people never see themselves as negative. They never do. And are shocked and will argue with you if you tell them they are. So let's just go at it this way. Let's just all work on our mouths. Let's just all work on our mouths, because this whole sermon, you were enjoying it because you just, I can't wait to tell so-and-so that I work with. They got to hear this podcast. Let's just, today, let's just take it. You know what? We probably all need to hear this. We probably all need to work on my mouth. Y'all close your eyes and I want you to repeat out loud with me. Repeat. Thank you, Lord, for my life. Thank you, Lord, for my day. Today is a great day. I'm blessed. I'm prosperous. I have a good life. I have a good life. Thank you, Lord, for the abundance I'm enjoying. Forgive me of my negative talk. I have a great life. Lord, we give you thanks for your abundance and your blessings in our life. As we live our life according to your plan and your will and your purpose for us. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.
You have been listening to the CMC podcast. For more information about CMC, our different conferences, Christian school, college internship, resources, and more, go to cmchurch.com.